Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Moody. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jake Moody. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting second. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lorman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Lorman. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive to right field. Ott throws towards first. Young fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Young. Ott throws the ball into Young, who tags Gleason trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hack goes all the way around to score. Gleason moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moody fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd strikes out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gleason moves to third. Cliff Melton now pitching. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gleason scores. Nicholson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd is walked intentionally. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moody fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moody hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0 for 1 in the game. Witek hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Maddock fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Melton covering, for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Todd moves to second. One out. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moody hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Witek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0 for 2 in the game. Witek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker pinch hits for Cliff Melton. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Joyner now pitching. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. D'Alessandro reaches third base with a triple. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Hi Vandenberg now pitching. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Todd takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. D'Alessandro scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddock bunts towards the mound. Vandenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to third. Todd moves to second. One out. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moody hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Todd moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock misplays the ball. That's an error on Maddock. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-3 in the game. Danning hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gleason hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-3 in the game. Witek hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Tony Cuccinello pinch hits for High Vandenberg. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gerges moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitehead moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.